Donald Trump, Joe Biden should end all fake indictments against me. By Wendell Hasebo on December 20, 2023. Former President Donald Trump said Wednesday that President Joe Biden should drop all these fake political indictments against me, both criminal and civil, calling them election interference. Trump's comment highlights that Biden possesses the influence to end the so-called political prosecution of his political opponent. Since Biden assumed office, state and federal officials have indicted Trump 4 times. New York, Stormy Daniels, state. Miami, documents, federal. Washington, D.C., January 6, federal. Fulton County, Georgia, state. Biden should drop all of these fake political indictments against me, both criminal and civil, Trump posted on Truth Social. Every case I am fighting is the work of the DOJ and White House. No such thing has ever happened in our country before, he added. Banana Republic? Election interference. Trump's post comes after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled Tuesday in a 4-3 opinion that the United States Constitution's insurrection clause blocks Trump from appearing on the state's presidential ballot. Breitbart News's Bradley J. reported. The court's unilateral determination that Trump engaged in insurrection comes despite Trump having never been convicted of that, or any other, crime, or even charged in court with the crime of insurrection. He was acquitted by the U.S. Senate of charges of engaging in insurrection and continues to deny wrongdoing. In support of its legal assertion, the court cites the U.S. House January 6 Select Committee, notwithstanding that Trump was acquitted of the House's charges in the Senate. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Cheung said in a statement. Unsurprisingly, the all-Democrat-appointed Colorado Supreme Court has ruled against President Trump, supporting a Soros-funded, left-wing group's scheme to interfere in an election on behalf of crooked Joe Biden by removing President Trump's name from the ballot and eliminating the rights of Colorado voters to vote for the candidate of their choice. Democrat Party leaders are in a state of paranoia over the growing, dominant lead President Trump has amassed in the polls. They have lost faith in the failed Biden presidency and are now doing everything they can to stop the American voters from throwing them out of office next November. The Colorado Supreme Court issued a completely flawed decision tonight, and we will swiftly file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court and a concurrent request for a stay of this deeply undemocratic decision. We have full confidence that the Supreme Court will quickly rule in our favor and finally put an end to these un-American lawsuits. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.